This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I think she's coming on tour nearby this year, if I'm not mistaken. Sam and I caught her back in, I think it was early 2021, when she did the show in Leavenworth. I remember COVID was still a thing because we had to stand 6 feet away from her when we did the meet and greet.
Yeah, she did not appreciate that I went in for a hug.
No.
If by nearby you mean Starlight Theater, you are correct.
That's what I meant. That's pretty nearby. Mm. What day is that?
August 21st, Thursday night, 7:30.
Listen, gang, I think there are three shows I'm going to this year for sure. Shinedown, already got tickets for that because they're the greatest. Toe the Wet Sprocket's got to be on there. That's a DNP show.
Clearly.
And Melissa Etheridge. If you have never seen Leavenworth's own Melissa Etheridge, who has a sign to the city, and I don't. She is Sam, you're my witness. Oh, she is incredible.
Yeah. By the way, there are still 6 tickets available in Orchestra Section 2.
Yeah, that might be too rich for our blood.
There's quite a few tickets available right
so
now.
So we have a bunch of, I don't want to say a bunch. There's a bunch on the list we want to go see. We have secured
none.
49 Winchester.
Is
oh
that,
my God!
Is that a band?
Yeah. Oh my gosh! They're coming to. I just want to hear them sing Annabelle. Can I get an amen, Sam? And then
amen.
Teddy Swims at Starlight.
You're a big fan. He's very good.
We got decent seats to that. And I'm trying to remember. There was a third one we were just talking about the other day. But you and I will have different lists. But I will be so excited to hear about yours.
I'll be excited to hear about yours.
Yeah.
I like the artists that you like. I just don't like them enough to fork down. You know.
Their CD.
A summer concert ticket. No, because I can get it on Spotify. But
I would go see 49 Winchester. I would go see Teddy Swims. That other guy that you were talking about that I can't ever remember his name, the country twang guy.
Well, I love them all. I would have to. I've got a very
who
deep.
Who are you, by the way?
Charles Wesley Godwin.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, you mean this woman who
when I started
texted
here,
us at 6 a.m. today?
When I started here on this fine program, and I played country music because I am a huge country music fan, the daggers that came out of Dana's eyeballs.
She liked one country artist at the time, and that was Johnny Cash. She liked one.
Willie Nelson.
Two.
And
okay.
Now it seems like every third day she's coming in like, hey, have you heard about this guy?
God,
and
this
I'm like,
guy,
yeah,
Teddy
I've been
Swims.
Listening to him for years.
You know what? Swims. You know what happened? My children started pushing me to just different music, and not even just the K-State one, like the other ones.
Now, why did we go straight to the K-State
no,
one?
No, I'm just
what?
Saying. I don't want people to think, oh, you have one kid go off to Manhattan, and now you're listening to country music. It was all of them. They do this thing. They have a group chat. I love this. And they all submit one song per day as in a siblings group chat. I'm not And so one of them said, you know what, we should make a playlist for mom because she likes some of this stuff. And then that's where I heard all these artists.
I think you're wearing your cowboy boots today, aren't you?
I'm wearing fashion boots today. Oh. I am in the market for cowboy boots.
Well, for
I'm
all
looking.
For my all God. Of EMA, I would like to be offended on their behalf.
Do you even know what EMA stands for?
Isn't that what a donkey says?
Well, what does what does EMA stand for?
I know that it stands for Every Man's a Wildcat. That's that.
Okay. How sexist.
Thank you. I have loved every bit of that experience. Okay. First mom's weekend's right around the corner.
Of your two sons, which one's more likely to grow up and chew tobacco?
I don't think either one of them are going to do that. Here? I don't think either one of them are going to do that. Speaking of, I did have to text Scott this today.
Dana might start.
Every once in a while, there's something that you say. I know we keep mentioning the players, but it is the greatest week for golf. There is a 45-year-old tobacco-chewing, spitting player that is in the top. Yep, he's in the top 10.
What's his last name?
Glover. We were watching this day, and he goes,
should be
he goes, watch
cup.
Him. He goes, watch him come off the range here. He goes, he chews tobacco. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Is that allowed in the PGA?
Apparently it is. Well, you just don't see it very often. And he's 45 years old.
Does he have a skull ring in his khakis?
I think he does. There he is right there. Look at him. There he is.
What about the LPGA star who smokes a cigarette between holes?
Oh, yeah. She smokes them when she has them, and she has them often.
Really?
Oh, yeah, walking between holes.
There's,
he's
look,
not
you can
swinging
see the
club.
The jaw he's, in his jaw. Do you see that?
He keeps it on the left side.
The jaw in his jaw.
By the way, nobody who chews tobacco calls it a chaw.
Okay, what
no
do you
one.
Call it?
A chew.
Ugh.
A chaw in his jaw.
I don't know what to
Yeehaw.
Call it.
Like to spit some beech nut in that dude's eye.
Country boy came.
That's right.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Danny, you're a birder.
Mm-hmm.
A new report on the state of birds in the United States has an urgent warning. Bird populations across nearly every habitat are declining, with about one-third of U.S. bird species in critical need of conservation action. You shouldn't have moved to the higher floor.
One-third
of American bird species are in critical need of conservation.
You know, the problem is they won't fly up to the fourth, third floor, whatever.
I've heard that.
To get food. So.
I think we test that theory.
You know what? I am going to get one of those bird video specialty feeders at some point. It's not going to be today. Probably a few months down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited to join the masses that well, look at all the people following the eagles. In the nest.
Let me see how they're doing right now.
With the two. Sorry, it's two.
Didn't you download a bird watching app?
The app is called Merlin.
Yeah, but you have to. I want to have it so when the birds come and take the food out of the feeder, the photo goes to your phone and it's hilarious, Dan.
It's snowing again.
In real time. Oh, on the eagles. In real time, they will send you a photo of the bird with the name and the species and all of that. And then sometimes it'll say, well, look at you. That's a rare visit that you're getting today from the blue-footed booby who usually isn't this far north.
It's called a Bird Buddy Pro.
Yes, yes, yes.
Solar-powered camera built into the bird feeder, and it will send you updates to your phone when a bird is visiting your feeder. Man, that thing would be going off all day long.
By the way, there are 718 bird species in the United States. 229 of them are now classified as high or moderate conservation concerns. With 112 of them at tipping point. Let's see if we can see which ones are the most endangered here. North America has roughly, let me reread that. A 2019 study published in Science found that North America lost nearly 3 billion birds over the previous 50 years, including 90 tipping point species.
Oh. It's not good. Who gets to go out and count them? One, two, three.
I would believe it's a guesstimate.
Oh, no, moved.
Where? No.
Don't start over.
You got me all excited. I've got the eagle cam up on my computer right now.
Oh, no, I meant the bird moved and now we lost count.
I got all excited. Bird watching, by the way, would you care to guess how many jobs bird watching has created in the United States and its value to our economy?
Wait a minute. How many jobs bird watching has created?
Let me rephrase. Supports.
I was going to say, like, binocular sales, bird feed sales, tourism, maybe, but that's going to be low on the list.
1.4 million jobs. So let's forget about that. Let's focus on what bird watching contributes financially to the U.S. economy every single year.
Bird watching. Where you go into the woods with a pair of binoculars and you look for birds. That is somehow...
Maybe bring some feed.
Cranking the economy right now.
To a number you cannot even possibly imagine.
Not this weekend. I don't check your 401k. How is this bringing... I'm not saying it's not, but how?
I'll let them speak for themselves.
That's how.
Just make a guess. Wild guess.
On how many jobs?
No, let's focus on the financial impact to the U.S. economy every year.
$3 million.
$3 million. You are way, way short.
$15 billion.
How much?
15.
Way short.
Oh.
For bird watching?
Bird watching contributes $279 billion to the U.S. economy, according to this report.
Hang on.
In Science.
You know you subscribe.
Of course it is. It's on my end table right now.
How? That's a lot, and I'm proud of you birders, but how?
By the way, the bald eagle, once nearly wiped out, has rebounded thanks to concerted efforts.
We're forgetting a big one. Tourism, retail. So tourism, I'm going to go somewhere to go look for a bird.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Retail, I'm going to go buy bird seed and
or a shirt that says I'm a birder.
Conservation funding. That's the huge one where you can check the little box that says you want to give to, the Parks Department or whatever.
Love for people to give to the Parks Department.
Is it just the bird watching?
That's what it said, Dan.
Or is it all?
It's everything. Binoculars, cameras, bird feeders.
Conservation efforts around birds.
Birders traveling to see specific birding hotspots. Okay, and then when you travel, they are also factoring in the hotels and the restaurants.
Well, that's contributing to the economy.
I'm not saying it is not.
Mama Eagle is awake. She looks pissed.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the eagles anymore. It makes
so
me
if you missed the news at the beginning of the show, Mama Eagle, who hatched, pipped three eaglets over the last week, one of them is missing from the nest. It is thought that one of the eaglets fell from the nest.
Now, there are a couple of theories. Nature is not exactly a friendly place. It is not uncommon when there are multiple baby birds in a nest for the strongest to quite literally push out the weakest.
Well, that's mean.
Survival of the fittest.
That is mean.
Yeah, so if the third eaglet was weak and mom and dad weren't bringing enough food and the snowstorm was coming in,
that's sad.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. I forgot another you have to add to your list.
Well, I don't have to list out that I'm going to Air Supply. That's just the baseline of what I do every single time they bring their stadium's rock tour to our local casino.
Star Pavilion, Saturday, May 17th.
Oh, it's on my calendar. In fact,
Devil Horns will be flying.
I mean,
do you throw Devil Horns at Air Supply?
Scott, when they do Making Love Out of Nothing at All, I'm telling you, I want you to go.
I love Air Supply.
But I don't think you understand how good they are. Is it May 17th?
Yep.
What does my calendar say?
It says Air Supply KC!
How many exclamation points?
There are five.
I will not miss them. I mean, now, I'm telling you, say what you want about Air Supply. That show is incredible, and I will not apologize.
I apologize in advance for this joke, but are they throwing devil horns because of the music or because they can't straighten their middle two fingers anymore?
Wow.
Because of arthritis?
Wow.
Yep.
There has been unusually low pressure in our town lately, and I have felt some pain in my joints.
I remember when Sean, I think I've told you this story before, but by the way, the Red Hots are on Saturday, May 3rd, Sam. I know they're one of your favorites.
Okay.
I remember when Sean and I were still married, we went to go see Bon Jovi at the then Sprint Center. And, you know, they're rocking out to, who knows, Living on a Prayer, You Give Love a Bad Name, so many hits, I don't know. And she's to my right and closer, one seat closer to the stage than me. So I'm basically facing her and the stage because we're on the side.
Yeah.
And they're in one of, you know, it was probably like, one of their slow songs, like Dead or Alive or something. And she throws up the horns. Mm-hmm. And I immediately grabbed her arm and I pulled it down. And she looks at me and she goes, what? And I go, Bon Jovi is close, but they're not over the threshold
right.
of a Devil Horns band. You've got to know. Mm. Def Leppard is not a Devil Horns band.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi is
not.
Enough. They've got to be, they have to be harder
yeah.
than Leppard and Bon Jovi. And Air Supply, while I think you can make the case for that one song where they made the stadiums rock, Air Supply is not a Devil Horns band by anyone's stretch of their imagination. A mystery donor has given the biggest donation yet to Luigi Mangione's defense fund. Uh-huh. The anonymous giver gave a staggering $36,500 this week, topping the previous record of $30,000. The total exploded to $722,000.
Now,
you can't, you cannot decide when or where a fool will part with their money.
But they do.
We did figure out that he's like a trust fund baby, didn't we? He doesn't need money for his legal defense.
He's not the Robin. He was wearing a pair of shoes that cost $2,500.
Which then sold out.
His parents are reportedly quite wealthy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who wears $2,500 shoes? I thought you had to wear Crocs to court, by the way. Is that not a thing anymore?
What? No, you can. No, you've covered trials before.
Yes, prison slides. They're usually all in them.
Well, but if they have not been convicted, with which is the case most of the time, they can come in wearing suits.
Yeah, I guess.
A police officer ended up delivering a pizza to a customer in Florida after the delivery driver discovered an 8-foot alligator hiding under a car near the front door of the home. There's some more Air Supply for you.
I'd rather listen to Air Supply.
Over there. There's an alligator right under your car.
Oh, my God.
Go in the house.
Oh, my heavenly days. There's a big alligator under my car.
Hey, ma'am, could you?
Oh, my lordy. I saw one when he first moved in.
Get in the house.
Where's my pizza?
I'll take it to the back door.
Holy
sh**. Here's your pizza.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take it to her.
Yeah, how much was it? Three?
I have no idea. I'm not the pizza man.
Oh, well, you're the policeman.
Yes, I'm a policeman.
Oh,
not a pizza man.
You
got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they called us about the alligator. Are you expecting change from her?
Well, did she deliver? No. They said it was 32 something.
Okay, focus, people, focus.
So focus on the price. $32 for a pizza?
Where was the alligator there?
It just got there.
I couldn't help but notice that she only handed the guy $15.
How,
said,
he's
said
like,
it was
no.
30 something.
How big is the alligator in question?
8 feet long.
So, what the vehicle that is parked in the driveway is a Prius. We've all seen a Prius, not a very long vehicle. The snout of the alligator is sticking out from under the front of the vehicle. Okay. The tail of the alligator is sticking out from the rear of the vehicle.
Okay. It's a big one.
Yeah.
The fact that she is more concerned with the pizza is one of the funniest conversations I've heard in a while.
And she is standing when she says,
Where's my pizza?
She is standing.
And I love the cop. Get in the house.
8 to 10 inches from the tip of the nose of this alligator in that moment. Where's my pizza?
$32 for a pizza.
Yeah, it's gotten expensive.
What was the topping? Gold?
I believe there were also wings. There was a bag on top.
Oh, yeah. She added some. Added some sides there.
I know that we're enjoying some wonderful spring
weather. Oh, yeah, that is not a baby alligator. Wow.
You were saying, same. You know, we're not enjoying spring weather.
I know we're enjoying some.
We are.
We're enjoying some wonderful spring weather right now. We have a prediction from one Gary Lezak for midweek next week. Yeah. The word starts with B and ends with D.
Not blizzard.
No, no.
And there's a reptile in the middle.
No. No.
No.
We have got no. We have gotten to March basketball, and
no.
It is my understanding that once they are playing in the Big 12 tournament downtown, welcome by the way to our fine city.
Hope you enjoy.
We do not have to worry about things like that anymore. That's always my, like, if I can just make it to basketball, then we don't have to deal with the awfulness of the weather anymore.
Gary Lezak is a liar. Next Wednesday, 62 degrees. Next Thursday, 55. Next Friday, 60.
Okay.
Gary Lezak is probably forecasting. He now lives in Colorado. He makes no secret about it. He must be forecasting for Denver because I will not, and I know I speak for Dana, will not accept any more winter weather.
Yep.
We're done.
It will not be tolerated.
Nope. I'm actually going to Suburban tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, now, okay, I wouldn't put those tenders in the ground quite yet.
Just going to look around.
Okay, get that
yes. Spring feeling.
So we're not just too looking. Confident.
I have a question.
Can I help you, sir? No, I'm just looking.
I enjoy getting fresh flowers every week for the kitchen island and the living area. Okay? I've done it my whole life. I love having fresh flowers.
If this is a long story, I'm going to have you carry it over.
When we come back, is it okay to take the flowers back and go, no, these are the Droopy McDroop ones, and I want my money back. These were $22.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's enough. That's enough.
There's a reason he left.
Did you hear that?
No, we were trying to ignore him.
He didn't say Denver.
He didn't say Denver.
If that comes true, it will be Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're going to have a new buzzword for Brian Busby, if that's true. It's going to be something that's going to get us all fired.
Shove it.
No.
So is it ever too late to take back flowers? And I'm being honest.
Yes, I have the second never you walk
it.
Out the door.
I've never done it. I've never come back. What do you come back with? Limp, wet, gross, you know, these didn't bloom. We once every 2 weeks or so, I go in, I get some blooms, I cut them, I put them on the counter. And I noticed a few days ago, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, we went to refresh those. When we brought them home, I clipped the ends, just like you taught me, Scott, put them in water. You put the little food in the water.
You don't cut them straight. Nope. You cut them at an angle.
I noticed the next day, the little blooms were going in both. I have two vases of them.
What kind of water did you put them in?
Just tap.
Okay. Was it cold?
I don't know.
Cool?
I've been doing this every week for I don't know how long. I've never had this happen.
It's supposed to be warm water.
And I said to him the other day, I go, I think I'm going to take those back, but I feel bad for that, but I don't know why I would. Flowers are expensive at the grocery store, and I don't live by a Trader Joe's anymore.
Was Trader Joe's selling cheap?
Oh, yeah.
Do they really?
Range of balls are... I always went to Trader Joe's. I don't live over there anymore. So I go to the grocery store, and my God, they are proud of their flowers at the grocery store. Let me tell you what.
I'm with Scott the second you walk out the door. Mm-hmm. Those are your flowers.
That's right.
But they didn't bloom. They were puny.
And as the owner of the grocery store...
I don't want my money back. I just want you to swap me out with some flowers that'll bloom.
That's pretty much the, you want your money back.
What do you think their cost is for that bunch of flowers?
I don't know.
It ain't $22.
I don't know, but that's enough, the same number of flowers that they can't sell now at that price. So you basically are asking for your money back.
And what are you going to do? Go back every 2 weeks and say, well, these are kind of wilty.
No,
here comes Dana again.
I've never had it happen.
You'll be the first person ever banned from a floral department.
I have never done it. I get flowers. It's not every week because they last longer than that. It's usually every 10 days.
But they don't know what you did with the flowers when you got home. Did you really water them? Did you put them on the counter and pass out and forget after a couple glasses of wine? They don't know.
Port.
Thank you. I would want to know, as the floral department person, that after all the flowers I've purchased there every 10 days, these were like flaccid. I don't know how else to explain it. The blooms never bloomed. It's never happened before. I'm just saying, I don't want to be that person. So I said, I'm not going to take those back.
So you
and
need,
my person goes, why not? I think you should take them back. And I go, no.
You need a green thumb like me. I have a green thumb.
They're dead when you buy them. I do know that.
But I bought tea, for example, a red rose, just one, for Valentine's Day.
Big spender.
I spent big on other things.
Well, it was $48. It was Valentine's
Can
Day.
Can I tell you the greatest gift? Oh, my gosh.
I kept that rose alive, by the way, for 3 weeks.
That I got for Valentine's Day?
3 weeks.
And I'm just going to, you're welcome. I'm going to tell you right now, I like the hot bath. Is she a bath person?
She's a massage person. I bought her a massage.
Okay, I like the hot bath. I like the scalding hot bath. I'm always going to have a tub, right?
If I'm going to be specific.
You guys, do you have any idea? When we were growing up, you would get these little puny bath pillows that you would have to blow up, like, you know, the kind our mom used,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you would rest in the tub.
The technology... to my knowledge, had really not gotten any better. Now you get kind of, they've got the sticky, silicone things on the back that you stick onto the back of the bathtub.
They're called suckers.
Suckers. They've got the little silicone suckers.
That's not what they're called.
I don't know what they're called. So I, you know, for the last year that I've been in my new space, I've got one of those little silicone sucker things, and it's fine. We get home, and he said, I have something for you for Valentine's Day. And it's in this gigantic box, and I have no idea what this is. But it sort of looks like it's a pillow, and I'm like, what is going on here? I open it. Oh, my God. The technology has changed. Someone has designed...
Is it plush?
...the world's most luxurious bath pillow you have ever seen. I did
What's
not even...
What's it made out of?
Fabulousness. Yeah. And it's... Scott, it is this. It is the size of this thing. What is this?
That is plexiglass.
Yeah. It's that size. Like
that's a bank teller's plexiglass.
It is gigantic. Ladies, if you want to float on it, it floats. If you don't, you can lay on it. You can prop yourself up. You can lay down. And then when you're done, you just set it on its end and it self-drains.
What?
It has changed
all
my
by
life.
Itself?
And everyone is going to ask, where did you get it? I don't know. You're going to have to Google it. It was a gift. And
suction cup. That's the word I was looking for.
I was just going to let you guys sit on that one.
What is wrong with us? I am telling you, it is the greatest.
So why I'm saying this.
I don't need flowers. Like, that is something I am now using, not every night, but probably 5 out of 7 nights a week I use that thing.
I'm going to have to hand in a man card for this one. I have become, of late, quite the fan of the lavender bath bomb.
Why do you guys like to sit in a stew of your own
filth? Oh, God. And it's scalding hot, Sam.
Very
warm. There have been a couple times that I'm like, might need to call 911 here. I love the hot bath. I absolutely love it.
You do realize that glisteny stuff on the top, that's called dirt and
No,
oil.
That's called bath bomb.
If you put enough lavender, and I have lavender soap, that's so funny. The only thing I'll tell you about the pillow, randomly, he said, I'm so glad you're using it. I go, this is the greatest gift anyone's ever gotten me. Like, severely the greatest gift ever. I said, was it like, where did you get this? And he said, I researched it and I found it online. I thought you'd enjoy it. They are not cheap. I will tell you that.
How much?
Well, I don't want to share that, but it more
north
than,
of 100?
Yes.
North of 2?
Ish. But
what?
It is something that I use almost every night, Scott. I will go home, pour me a little glass of wine. I turn on some tunes. I love getting in that hot bath.
Is it a port wine, Dana?
It is.
Yeah.
A little Glencairn.
So
if you guys, if you are ever, like, you don't know what to get someone, I love it so much, I called my dad in Biloxi, and I go, hey, Does mom still have one of those crappy sucker, I couldn't think of the name then either, bath pillow things that, you know, it's like 2 inches thick, whatever. He said, yeah, I think so. I'm going to gift this to my mom for her birthday.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice.
I'll change your life. You're welcome. But I'm still taking those damn flowers back.
Landman 2 has been green lit. I was going to say green lighted. I think it's green lit.
You can say green lighted.
Okay.
No, it's green lit.
Anyway, apparently Landmine Season 2, or Landman's Landmine. I'd actually like
that's
that a lot
very
more.
Very different joke.
You guys should take less baths. It's getting to your brain.
Landmines.
Don't walk over
it's a
there.
Very brief series.
What was that? What was that show out of?
Very explosive start. And then
the
it's
really,
over.
The really gruesome show out of South Korea, where they wore the hoods and
yeah. I don't remember, but I hated it about the game.
Yeah, what was
Squid Game?
Squid Game.
Yeah,
it would be like the Texas Landmine would be like the Texas version of
no.
Squid Game.
Come and get me.
Well, there's a prize over there at the other side of the field, but you got to get through the field first.
Go find another cast again.
Again.
What happened to John? Oh, he's over there.
A lot of new faces this week.
And over there.
The cast changes season to season. I caught that joke. That was very funny.
Some of him's over there.
Part of the cast is over here. Anyway, if they're doing Landman 2, can we please dial back the wife?
And the daughter.
Yes.
I'm not going to say I was actively rooting for them to be kidnapped by the cartel, but I did have that like one moment I had the thought, like maybe something happens to write them better human beings. They're insufferable. I keep saying insufferable.
I would be totally.
They're insufferable.
I would be totally fine. And since we're just talking about fictional characters.
I don't want harm to come to fictional characters.
I do.
Let's say they get a divorce and mom moves with the daughter to like Siberia.
So, you know, there was the beef between the cartel and Billy Bob Thornton's character at the
yes,
end.
Yes, yes.
And he was not treated well. And I would be totally fine if mom and we're just talking about fictional characters here, not
fictional
real people.
Fictional characters.
If they were leaving the old folks home where they put on some striptease again and got in their car and, I don't know, maybe it exploded.
Can I have a hot take for a second? Did yeah. Taylor Sheridan ruin his relationship with every single writer in Hollywood? I have been watching the new season of 1923. That man has zero new ideas.
Really?
The writing of all of his shows have just gone down the drain. Yellowstone was fantastic. 1883, fantastic.
I thought 1883 was better than all of them.
First couple of episodes of Landman, great. But man, has it gone down the drain.
Really?
1923 season 2 is every single idea has already happened in Yellowstone.
I will tell you what's going to happen with Landman right now. We're not going to have to worry about the blonde ding-a-ling and her daughter because Demi Moore has signed on to come back. And spoiler alert, she may or may not be single in season 2. So I think she is going to be a much more written major player than she was in season 1.
Ooh, maybe Billy Bob Thornton can leave his annoying wife and start hanging out with Demi Moore.
I'd be fine with that.
Marry his best friend's wife?
Well, his best friend is not with us anymore, Sam.
We don't know that. So
if you listen, we don't know that.
If you haven't seen Landman, I mean, it's been on the air for like a year. And then the sequel, Landmine.
If you're a John Hamm fan.
Is in the air.
It is in the air. It's
all of
flying
it.
Flying through it.
Aggressively.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. So today is March 14th, 3/14, which makes it Pi Day, Pi Day.
926 Day.
So who can go farther? I can only go to 3.14. I don't know anything else, but I have the number in front of me. Don't cheat. Who can go past the 4?
It's 3.1415926. 7. I get a little shady after.
You got it to the 2-6.
3.1415926, and then I'm out.
Sam, can you go any farther?
That is all I know.
3.1415926.
3.1415926, yeah.
535.
535. And then infinity and beyond.
Yeah, 8 9 7 9 3 2 3 8 4 6 2 6 4 3 3 and on and on and on.
Why don't you keep going? We've got time.
Well, we
that's as far as it goes in front
of me. Literally sit here until we're dead because pie. Yeah. Did you also see, I can't remember which email this was.
Greeks were the first to come up with pi, which is it, do I understand it correctly? Here comes our director of useless information. It is the perfect circumference of a circle. Is that correct?
It is based on the circumference of a circle, yes.
Which is why it never ends.
And the Greeks were the first to come up with it in 250 BC.
Right. Sure. This from my email files, I rarely bite on these things, but the information involves Missouri, so here we go. Monday is obviously St. Patrick's Day. It says, hi, Dana, did you see this? New St. Patrick's Day data reveals that Missouri is the most dangerous state in all of these United States on March 17th for driving incidents and fatalities.
Why?
Alcohol. Mm-hmm. Surrounding states, including Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, experienced an average of 4.2 incidents and 3.7 fatalities. Okay. Remember that number, 4.2 and 3.7 incidents versus fatalities. In Missouri, it's 9 and 9, all on St. Patrick's Day alone. It's crazy.
Double and almost triple. Alex Gordon has been elected into the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame.
Good.
Not surprising at all. He will be inducted on Friday, June 13th, before the Royals game against the Athletics at Kauffman Stadium. He will be the 31st inductee during on-field ceremonies. Says Gordon, my family and I are beyond grateful and humbled. I have said this before, but my heart has always and will always be with the Royals. Okay.
Did he retire a Royal?
I believe he came back for one day to retire as a Royal.
Okay.
Or was that Moustakas?
Moose recently announced that he was going to sign with the team for one day, obviously after opening day, and retire a Royal. I don't know if Gordon has.
I don't know if he did or not, Sam, to be honest with you. There's nothing in here that says that he came back for, you know, one more day and retired as a Kansas City Royal. I will look into that. You just saw the American Airlines flight.
Once again, left
Colorado Springs.
Did they say this appeared to be smoke, or no, it was smoke because everyone's standing on a wing?
No. It left Colorado Springs. I think it was en route to somewhere in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. I think Dallas. It ended up landing at Denver because they reported shaking vibrations in the wing. They get on the ground in Denver, and some of the passengers look out the right side windows, and people started screaming, "Fire! Fire!" The right engine was on fire. The cabin then filled with smoke as they had to evacuate out onto the wing. 12 people were taken to the hospital. Nobody is expected to succumb to these injuries. Everybody's going to be okay.
The wing's on fire. I'm not going to go stand out there on it. Well, I hope they're standing on the other wing.
That's what they did. They went and stood on the left wing.
Would have been pretty dumb to go stand on the burning wing.
It's warm out here.
Turn to the east, Dana, not west. East.
Festivus Friday is coming your way in 6 minutes. Get in early, 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.